Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. This week we'll be answering the question, how do you determine if something is good for you or not? Meaning that, how do you decide whether or not to commit to something or to just let it go? We're talking time management this month on Something to Think About podcast. Our core scripture is taken from Ecclesiastes 2 verse 3 and Ecclesiastes 7 verse 18. And it says, I explored ways to make myself feel better by drinking wine. I also explored ways to do some foolish things. During all that time, wisdom continued to control my mind. I was able to determine whether this was good for mortals to do during their brief lives under heaven. It's good to hold on to the one and not let go of the other, because those who fear God will be able to avoid both extremes. So after much studying, evaluation, and exploration, you must draw a conclusion for your actions going forward. The wisdom of God found in Scripture will guide your actions once you fully understand it. It will show you exactly how to operate. So the question is, how should you do the evaluation? Evaluating anything requires you to question every aspect of the situation. What you are doing is learning what is going on and making adjustments where necessary. While evaluating, you must have God's standards nearby to use as a measuring tool for the situation. And there are 8 things for the evaluation process. 1, what is the current plan you are following? 2, what are the current results you are getting now from this plan? What is the results you are looking for? Does the current plan line up with the Word of God? What is the actual plan that you should be following? Do you need to make changes to the current plan? And what will prevent you from executing the new plan? And what is the way forward? Proverbs 4:25-27 says, let your eyes look straight ahead of you and your sight be focused in front of you. Carefully walk a straight path and all your ways will be secure. Do not lean to the right or to the left. Walk away from evil. So, what should you be looking for when doing the evaluation? And there are 7 questions from the scripture we just read earlier. What are the things that you should be focused on doing? What are the steps to achieve your goals? What will cause you to become distracted? What will keep you secure on your journey? What are the things you should avoid doing? What will happen if you stay focused and execute? And what are the resources you need to carry out the plan? And you may be asking yourself the question, why is it important to evaluate everything? It will help you stay in line with the Word of God. It will help you see what's important at each stage. It will help you to catch errors so you can fix them quickly. It will help you achieve your goals faster, and it will also help you review your activities every step of the way. Things to keep in mind from Psalms 25:12-14. When doing the evaluation, there are some important things to keep in mind. 1, the Holy Spirit will guide you while you are doing the evaluation. The fear of God will help you submit to His plan. The Holy Spirit will show you which path to choose. The Holy Spirit will also reveal the intentions of His promise if you fear Him. God will protect you along your journey. He will hear your cry for help and save you. Psalms 145:19-20. So here are some things to think about. Have you drawn a conclusion from all your evaluation of your time and all of the plans that you are going to make? Have you consulted the Holy Spirit about the plan that you are about to submit to? And what are the resources that you need going forward? And have you determined whether or not the way you're going now is actually working? Something to think about. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.